I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Even in winter, he's a man for all seasons, and she can detect if you have the right reasons. It's Watch What Happens Live with Tayshia Adams and Austin Kroll now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen. We are live in Soho in the Bravo Clubhouse with one guest who has the ultimate rose hookup and another whose hookups have gotten him into a few thorny situations. My first guest, Ron, is the Bachelorette, had the classic fairy tale ending of hailing a cardboard taxi in Palm Springs. Please welcome the former lead and current co-host of The Bachelorette, Tuesdays at 8 on ABC, Tayshia Adams. Hi, Tayshia. So psyched to meet you. Love your dress.
Thank you.
If I was a girl, I would want to wear that dress.
Next
guest is a Southern charmer who came up north for Winter House and pretty much immediately iced out Lindsay. It's Austin Kroll. Hi, Austin. Good to see you. I'm glad you're leaning into the turtleneck.
Thank you, Andy. I thought it was appropriate.
I think it is appropriate. You look good. I hope tonight's bartender is proud of all the bicep curls I'm doing, lifting my glass to my mouth for the next half hour. It's my trainer, Stanny. Hey, Stanny. Stanny. Did we have a good workout today?
Yeah.
No.
That was good. That was really good.
Was I on my phone too much?
A little bit.
No, okay. Also want to say, just to make things more awkward for Austin tonight, Lindsay Hubhouse is here, along with Austin's sister, Katie Kroll, and Lindsay's Aunt Rhonda, who we're meeting. We've seen Aunt Rhonda, I feel like, on FaceTimes all the time, so it's nice to see you. Wow. Lindsay Hubbard is here. Lots to discuss with you. And pick up your phones. Head on over to WWHL.TV now. We have tons of fun polls coming your way, okay? I want to talk about tonight's Winter House. Austin, Alyssa C. said, considering how volatile Lindsay can be, why did you think it would be a good idea for you to tell her that you love her like a sister? You still have 2 weeks with her in that house.
I wanted to establish exactly what it is that I feel and how I want to progress moving forward with this trip.
Had Lindsay not come into the room when she did, would you and Sierra have hooked up?
No, Sierra is not like that. She would have not been that easy to do something with.
Okay, well, you had been making out with her in the jacuzzi the night before.
Making out is hooking up.
Okay.
I'm trying to
speak in straight talk. That's what you guys say. It's not what we say, all right? You guys call hooking up, whatever. Okay, let's go to our first poll of the night. Pick up your phones, go to WWHL.TV. We've been talking about this. We've been wondering what makes Austin desirable. Is it his personality or his height?
Rude.
We want to know from you guys. Lindsay Hubbard, can you elaborate? What do you think?
I can. I think that Austin is obviously like very tall, but he honestly, he is very intelligent. He can like get deep. He can get service level.
So it's his height.
Yeah.
What did you when you told him you loved him the next day? Did you regret it
or I didn't remember it?
You didn't remember it. But you know, sometimes when straight people are drunk, they really speak from the heart.
Totally. And we've talked about this numerous times.
Yeah.
You know, that I accidentally told him that.
How you felt.
But he accidentally told me something on New Year's Eve.
Did you say you loved her on New Year's Eve?
No.
No, that was not what he said.
What did I say on New Year's Eve? What are
you
talking about?
I don't know. You have to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said you were going to date her in 2022.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you don't tell your best friend from time to time, you're like, I'm sick of everything. Wouldn't it just be so much easier if you and I dated?
Well,
like,
okay,
come
on. You put it like that. Now go to this poll, okay? Do you think Austin is guilty of misleading Lindsay? Yes or no? Tayshia, thoughts?
I love you, but maybe just a little bit.
Okay, the audience, this is a landslide, you'll be happy to know, Lindsay. Now, we've got to talk a little bit about Beverly Hills, because, Tayshia, when you're not devoting your one-on-one time to The Bachelorverse, you've managed to let The Housewives of Beverly Hills steal you for a minute. So let's get your thoughts on the reunion. Yeah. Big topic tonight. Do you believe Erica when she says that she has empathy for the victims?
I mean, absolutely. Erica's human at the end of the day.
Okay.
And I think she has a big heart.
Okay,
so
the viewers on Twitter, we're going to take this. Actually, put the poll up now, this next Erica poll. Do you think that she has empathy? And then we're going to see how this goes on. When it comes to her social media, do you agree with the other women that Erica, that her posts are coming off as tone deaf?
I mean, look, I'm not going to lie. I feel like when things are kind of going on in our personal life, like social media is definitely an outlet for things.
Yes.
Like, you know, being a little feisty and maybe making yourself happy. But maybe she... I don't know, maybe you should have texted me first, and I would have probably advised her maybe not to do
yes,
that.
Yes, you would have, and the audience is saying no, 71%, so it's not landing there.
Yeah.
Do you believe Dorit pays full retail for her labels?
I actually do.
You do?
Yeah.
What did you make of Rinna and Garcelle going head-to-head and then the makeup?
Look, I mean, that was very sweet, but at the end of the day, I just hope that behind the camera, she's doing exactly that and being a good friend and standing by her side.
Vote for best dressed at the reunion.
At the reunion.
Yeah.
Wait, that one's hard.
Right, yeah, people are not liking the clothes.
Yeah, I don't know. Usually I'm a huge fan of all the women, but you know, I don't know. Rinna stuck to her guns.
Okay, she stuck to her guns.
Yeah,
all right. Austin, your Winterhouse love triangle has you skating on thin ice, so I want a T-stop right here. And pick your winter spouse. I have questions. Choose your answers between Sierra and Lindsay, who's sitting right across from
don't
you.
Don't even look
okay,
at me, Lindsay.
Who is the better cuddler of the two?
Sierra.
Okay, who is the better kisser?
Oh, man, Sierra.
Okay.
Yay. Listen.
Who does Craig prefer?
Sierra.
Okay.
Yay.
Whose eyes could you gaze into for longer?
This is a lose-lose situation.
Are you glad you came tonight?
This is amazing, Annie. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome.
It's so great.
Yes.
It's so great.
I haven't started asking you about Madison yet.
Yeah. Trust me, I've been waiting.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like.
Who would Madison like the least?
Whoever I like the most.
Okay. Who frightens your friends the most?
Lindsay.
Oh, wow. Lindsay, you won one. Okay. Who is friendlier to strangers?
Oh, they're both fantastic. That's
Yay!
A silly question.
Who would your parents prefer you bring home?
Both of them are fantastic.
Yay!
Who do you sense is kinkier in the bedroom?
Lindsay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Austin. It is time for our next poll. This is the big one, folks. Pick up your phones. Go to WWHL.TV. Who do you think is better for Austin, Sierra or Lindsay? Okay.
I told you.
Now, Lindsay, is it going to bother you if Sierra wins this one because she's leading? No, you don't care.
I don't give a f-
Okay, we're on live TV. Okay, Sierra did win this one. You have both had plenty of public dating ups and downs, the two of you, so why not toss in some round and rounds? We're about to play Da Wheel Breakers. I'm going to spin the da wheel wherever it lands. Tell me if it's a no-go in a relationship. Thanks, Rain. Okay, here we go. Okay, they're very into feet. Is it a deal breaker?
Yes.
Yes.
Really? Okay.
I mean, it's kind of weird.
I don't really care, but like
baby talk in the bedroom. Yay or nay?
I mean, if it's me, okay, but not the man, no.
I am not into it.
Not into it? Okay, very good. They're into swinging.
Ain't me, son.
Austin, open to it. We know about your infamous threesome.
There you go. There you go.
I know your sister's in the front row too. Never wears deodorant. No go.
No go.
Okay. Keeps eyes open when kissing.
That's serial killer stuff.
Honestly, I feel like I do that sometimes.
Really? We know Matt James does it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Stanny, do you keep your eyes open when kissing?
I noticed in photos.
You close your eyes.
Okay. I noticed.
Okay. Talks during movies and TV shows.
No.
I am guilty of it.
Really? Austin. Okay, last up, doesn't consider watching porn a bad thing.
It's gonna be a no.
It's a no?
So wait, so we're saying that they like to watch porn.
Are you okay with porn?
Like a lot?
You're a no. You're a yes. Stanny is a double yes. Okay, thank you very much for playing the Wheel Breakers. Also want to say I'm so excited. I just got my first copy of my new book, Glitter Every Day, 365 quotes from women I love. You can pre-order it now. Comes out next Tuesday. I'm so excited. You're going to see a lot of housewives and Bravo celebrities and just women that inspire me. It's a great gift. You're going to want it on your coffee table. Thoughts on Madison's engagement?
So the overwhelming thing that I've been thinking about is that this goes further than just like whatever nonsense that I had going on, you know, with her for ages. She has a son. So this is something that she's about to start a new family, and I wish the best for her and her new family.
Wow, very nice. Have you met him?
No. No? I don't intend to.
Okay. Is it A-Rod?
It might be.
Right.
No.
Just kidding. I want to take some questions from our virtual fans. Diana from Rhode Island has a question for Tayshia.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Austin. Tayshia,
yeah?
What did you think about the recent news about Katie and Blake breaking up? And did you see it coming at all?
Oh, my gosh. It actually made me really sad. No, I did not see it coming. I truthfully thought that they were meant for each other. And I thought they complimented each other quite well, actually. So maybe
really success sad. Rate is fairly low, no?
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I'm doing pretty well.
When do you think you'll get married?
I'm not sure. Right now, I just got done from filming not too long ago. I'm finally back in the city. I'm training for a marathon. I have a lot on my plate. We'll see.
Okay. Here's Stephanie and Lacey from Florida with a question for Austin. You're not immune, Tayshia. For my shadiness. Hi, I'm just kidding.
After seeing all the flirtation between Paige and Andrea, do you think they make a better couple than Paige and Craig?
Okay, so I do have something that I think sums up Paige and Craig so well. And all that you want is the best for, you know, your buddy. And I mean, I was somewhere and Craig was making this like embarrassing, you know, toast. And I looked at Paige and Paige just shrugged her shoulders and go, "That's my man." And I was like, "That's awesome. I love that."
Oh, good. Okay. Tayshia, Coral Q wants to know if you've spoken to Colton Underwood since he came out.
I have not.
Were you surprised?
I was.
Having competed for his affections,
yes.
Were you... I have to think that you would have had conflicted feelings about it, maybe.
You know, it was just a surprise, but that was like a time in my life. I was really grateful, honestly, because he helped me grow as a person. And so that's all I can appreciate him for. And if whatever makes him happy, makes him happy.
So. LD wants to know, how much alone time do you actually get in the fantasy suite? What's the first thing you and Zach did once the cameras left?
I don't think you want to know that, but
I do. And Austin's leaning in too.
You little sneaky sneaks.
Do they provide contraception in the room?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, they want you to be safe.
Yes, of course.
But no, I probably changed out of my dress and my heels and took a shower, and I don't know what else happened after that.
I do. We got a question. Lindsay, my lovable rescue, wants to know if you're holding Austin's sister's hand. Were you holding Katie Kroll's hand during the last?
Yes, I was very nervous.
You were nervous. Oh, okay, very good. And Lindsay, how did you feel? Peter M. wants to know, what did you think of Paige tonight being worried about the kind of energy that you would bring into the house?
Oh, I've been on since day one, season one. Day one, so I'm not concerned about anyone questioning my energy.
Oh, boy. By the way, you're training for the marathon. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're running for a charity, right?
I am. I'm running for World Vision. It's a charity that really helps children, and that's something that's near and dear to my heart. So
that's excellent. Yeah. You want kids, I'm assuming.
Oh, my God, yeah, five at least.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Austin, do you want kids?
I think so.
Okay. Steph Gross wants to know, can you ask Austin, if Sierra wouldn't have come to the Winter House, would he have treated Lindsay differently and possibly pursued something more?
Wait, that just went over my head a little bit. Wait, would...
Okay. If Sierra hadn't been in the Winter House,
yes,
would you have treated Lindsay differently or pursued her more?
No. No, I would not have treated Lindsay differently. Prior to coming in, I was like, I'm just so excited to see you. And I'm so excited to have you in my vicinity. I would not have treated Lindsay any differently.
Your sister is aghast. And that's Lindsay.
So I'm moving on to the other Kroll.
Right. Right.
We're going home.
Right. Okay. Did he just fumble that, Katie?
Yeah,
Kroll?
It's fine. He no does that sometimes. Place.
Right, okay. Tayshia, Lizzie F. wants to know, who do you think would make the cuter couple, Gabby and Luke or Gabby and Jason?
Ooh, Gabby and Luke.
Kayshia, Killian H. wants to know who your favorite Real Housewife of all time is.
Oh, God, that's hard. Probably Kyle, actually.
Jordan K. Said, Austin, did you secretly love or absolutely cringe watching the foursome hot tub makeout sesh in the premiere last week?
I 1,000% cringed.
Tayshia, Rachel asks, are you surprised to see Matt James and Rachel back together and stronger than ever? Is it weird they didn't make an announcement that they're back together?
No.
And are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised.
No. Austin, Alessandra L. wants to know how you managed to keep your hookup with Lindsay a secret from Craig after all this time.
Isn't that the million-dollar question, Andy? I don't know. I'm a tea spiller, and maybe Craig knew, but maybe he didn't. I don't know.
Did you see sparks developing between Craig and Paige in the Winter House?
Definitely.
You did?
Oh, it was amazing to see, too. It was amazing to see. I was like, these two, you know, Craig would be dancing on some table, and Paige was like, huh. And I was like, that's what gets you going. I love this.
Are you allowed to say if you guys are shooting Summer House right now? Southern Charm?
We are definitely filming Southern Charm.
How's it going?
It's going. It's actually going, I think it's going really well. And I'm going back, you know, tomorrow. I'm doing something with a couple of people and things on the horizon.
Very good.
Yeah.
Tayshia, do you love or hate that limo entrances are getting more and more wacky?
I actually love, no.
That was funny.
I actually love it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it kind of like, shows a different side of them. You know,
yes.
They're really not
Well, wait,
fun.
What did you do for your limo entrance?
Absolutely nothing. I choked and I got nervous.
No, what? You were perfect. And look at you now. You're hosting the freaking show. Tonight's Shackle goes to the man who kept his food budget down to $150 a year by eating every meal at Six Flags because his annual pass came with free meals.
What?
Also free with the pass, all that diarrhea. I want to thank Tayshia, Austin, and Stanny for being here. Tomorrow night, Vaidna Lakshmi and movie producer Jason Blum will be here at 10:30 after Project Runway. Set your DVR. Pre-order my book. Cheers, guys. We'll see you live on the after show on Twitter. Stanny.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tayshia from The Bachelorette, Tuesdays at 8 on ABC. Austin Kroll from Winter House, leaning into the winter. Stanislav Kravchenko behind the bar. Stanny, by the way, you can work out with Stanny at New You Fitness, right?
Yeah, newyoufitness.com. Yeah.
And the info is on your Instagram.
Which is onefit_official.
OneFit_official.
On a link, and you can work out, yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay, all right.
I love that.
The proud of the Ukraine right here. Let's go. The pride of Ukraine right behind the bar.
Proud
Let's go.
Immigrant.
Yes. And you are an American citizen, which happened just in the last, like, year and a half.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mazel tov.
Two, three.
Yes. Let's go back to our virtual fans. Amy and Ellen from North Carolina have a question for Tayshia. Hi.
Hi. Tayshia, what are your thoughts about the Brendan drama on Paradise?
Oh.
And are you so happy that you dodged that bullet?
Look, I'm very happy. And my
She dodged being hooked up with a gay guy and someone who was in a relationship.
I mean, you have to give me a little kudos here.
I do. You wound up hosting the show. I mean, it's like, honestly,
yeah.
Talk about coming out on top and engaged.
I know.
Yes.
Look at it go. But I'm very happy I kind of dodged a bullet there.
Yes. Let's go to Tessa from Texas with a question for Austin. Hi, Tessa.
Austin, since Naomi is back in Charleston, have you seen any sparks between her and Craig?
Any sparks between Naomi and Craig back in Charleston?
Well, look, this is something that's being covered on Southern Charm, and we're filming right now, so that is something that I will not and cannot talk about.
Very good. I love it.
Some tea. Hey.
Wow, like good boy. By the way, I love your jumpsuit, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Oh, you always look so great.
You can borrow it anytime.
Can you? Thank you. I'd love to. It wouldn't look good on me. Let me ask you this. When you walked into the Winter House, besides Dreamboat Austin here, was there anyone else that you met that you had your eye on? I mean,
as soon as I walked in, no. I mean, I was like drunk on Fireball.
Yes, but...
you better answer the way I just did. You have to stay tuned.
We need to get our stuff together. But stuff together. Sorry, live TV.
It's okay.
I mean, there was like everyone is beautiful in that house.
Yes.
Like you put like this picturesque like snow setting behind you and like models.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Right.
Take your pick.
And then, and then me and Craig.
And then Austin and Craig.
And Beavis and Butthead.
And I go for Austin.
Yes, exactly. I want to thank Tayshia Adams, Austin Kroll, and Stanislav Kravchenko. For more, click around MelanoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.